India, a country shrouded in mystery. It is a cursed land, and quite possibly the most disgusting country on earth today. Some may even say it is the worst country to ever exist. In this godforsaken land, the native Indian Hindu, more colloquially known as the Pajit, breeds out of control like a plague of rats. Often defecating in the open with no regard for its native habitat, the Pajit spreads across the face of the earth like a cancerous tumor, consuming all in its path while the world watches on in disgust and horror. With almost 1.4 billion Pajits and rising, our Mother Earth buckles under the terrible strain as these creatures rapidly multiply in their own filth with seemingly no end in sight. Although they are incredibly disgusting and unhygienic creatures, somehow the Pajit manages to procreate and thrive in its horrible surroundings. Often mutated due to its toxic environment, the Pajit wallows in superstition. Its life is one of never-ending death, never-ending defecation, and even more, never-ending degeneracy. To gaze at India is like looking into the very mouth of hell itself. Mired in filth, the disgusting slum-like conditions of India are a blight on the once beautiful face of Mother Earth. Every time a new Pajit is born, she sheds a single tear. These tears rain down on our landscape as the earth cries out in agony. In its relentless march to destroy everything around it, the Pajit litters its surrounding environment with a never-ending amount of trash and feces. One wonders, will there be any end to this horror? Dear viewers, it is my honor to present to you India, the worst country on earth. The native Hindu of India, more commonly known simply as Pajit, is a cursed and often reviled species. Mocked by everyone around it, the Pajit often spends its days seething in delusional rage on the internet, trying to convince others that India is, or will one day be, a superpower. Of course, most people don't fall for this ruse. The premise is entirely ridiculous after all. A disgusting but fascinating species. The Pajit is widely known for several key characteristics. First and foremost of these is its relatively low intelligence. With a median IQ of just 76.2, the Pajit fails to impress with its limited cognitive functionality. For reference, other more evolved species, such as the Western lowland gorilla, have been shown to have an IQ score ranging between 70 to 90. In comparison to this lofty intelligence, the Pajit falls depressingly short. However, this low intelligence score comes as no surprise. The Pajit is well known for having the smallest brain of any of the human subvariants. The smallness of its brain is only rivaled by the equally small size of its reproductive organs. Cursed from birth to live a miserable existence, the Pajit has the second smallest average penis size of any of the many and varied races of humanity on Earth today. Incredibly short and falling into a category often known simply as manlets, the average height of the Pajit is a mere 5'7", hardly impressive by any means. But shockingly enough, as the Pajit destroys its native habitat, it is only getting shorter. In a few decades, perhaps, they will be under 5 feet in height, if there is any of them left at all. Stunningly unattractive, the Pajit is the least desirable species of any male on Earth. And if given the choice, human females will choose literally almost any other partner. Indeed, in a practice known in India as love jihad, the female variety of the Indian species will often choose to copulate and bear young to Muslims from the opposing Pakistani tribes. This practice is growing increasingly more common in India today, and it serves as no surprise. Famous for their terrible body odor, the Pajit exudes a thick miasma around himself, smelling strongly of sweat, curry, smelly feet, and with a faint tinge of feces. This may be due to the traditional Pajit method of cleaning themselves after they practice defecation. In stark contrast to methods used by the more civilized members of the human race, the Pajit will simply wipe his bottom with his hand before splashing water on his hind regions in a futile effort to clean himself. Although given how much of the water around him is itself polluted by feces, it's questionable if the Pajit is ever really clean. Even when the migratory hordes of Pajits travel to other parts of the globe seeking menial employment, perhaps as an Uber driver or food delivery worker, they often carry a bottle with them so they can quickly defecate and rinse their nether regions on the go. Perhaps the most bewildering of the Pajit's characteristics is their proclivity for head bobbling. Thought by some experts to be an expression of their deep inferiority complex, Pajits can often be seen bobbling their heads when they talk. It could be speculated that many of the bizarre eccentricities of the Pajits of India may be due to the high rate of inbreeding that occurs within the country. This inbreeding results in a high rate of birth defects, although given how dysgenic and misshapen the average Pajit appears to be, it would be very difficult to tell if he was quote-unquote normal or not. In some cases, these birth defects lead to spectacular mutations and could lead one to question whether the Pajit was really human or not. Perhaps they could be vile chaos creatures from the warp. I doubt even the famous H.P. Lovecraft could have envisioned such horrors. Females from other varieties of humans often ignore the Pajit and rebuff his elaborate attempts to attract a mate. With such misfortune, it's a wonder they can breed in such large numbers at all. Plagued by constant misfortune in all areas of life, even the nomenclature used by the Pajit in their primitive dialects makes them sound absolutely ridiculous. With names like Sukhdeep Dikshit, it is no wonder that so very many females of the Indian species choose to cheat on their partners. Even Indian women of the night known for selling their love to almost anyone with enough money to pay, outright reject the awkward and clumsy advances of the Pajit. Perpetually unlucky in love, the Pajit is rejected by almost all women.
I know this Indian girl, and she goes to university abroad, outside of India. So then I asked her, like, are you excited to see how the Indian guys are there? And she was like, Nyla, I'm not even looking at the Indian guys. I'm only interested in the white guys.
Even women of different species of human find the Pajit unattractive. Here we can see several examples of the noble African-American expressing their distaste toward the inferior males of the Pajit species.
Okay, what race would y'all not date and why?
Indians, because I heard that.
You can't do Indian either?
Hell no.
Okay, what about you?
Same thing.
You can't do Indian either?
Mm-hmm.
No? G, come here.
G.
What race y'all say?
I said Indian.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's killer.
007.
Okay. Oh. What race would y'all not date and why?
Oh,
Indian. I can't do no Indian because I just can't see myself with them.
An Indian, but I kind of want a white right now. They just stank. Smell like cheese.
Smell like a Neil.
I wouldn't date someone who's mixed Indian and black.
Indians, I'm sorry, I just can't date y'all because your food stink. You guys might stink.
I didn't know you were recording.
And no, bitch, you stink. They're like curry, and that's why her pussy smell like curry.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not gonna date no Indian because I really hate the smell of curry, and like all these Indians smell like curry, and they're
what?
Like a lot of them be musty too.
Oh,
and like I just can't do that, and like they just smell so stupid.
Faced with these facts, the Pajit male will often fly into a terrible rage, expressing his displeasure on internet forums like r/AsianMasculinity on the website Reddit. However, there is little to fear from this impotent rage. Despite its large population, due to the small stature and low IQ of the Pajit, India has only won 35 Olympics medals in its entire history, unless you count the Special Olympics, where India has achieved stunning success when placed on a level playing field. And impotent these threats are. With their declining environment and slovenly living standards, India is fast becoming the impotence capital of the world. Luckily, faced with these setbacks, the Pajits of India have devised some ingenious coping measures, summarized in Pooh's laws. In the first of these laws, we can see that the longer you argue with a Pajit online, the more likely it is he will claim he has sex with women, especially white women. Although due to his many shortcomings, anyone could tell this is blatantly untrue. The second law, perhaps the most widely employed by the Pajit, is to attempt to deflect criticism of himself onto others around him. For instance, he may blame China or Pakistan for his misfortunes. He may also blame the British or cite examples from far into ancient history. For instance, if you point out that people in India defecate on the street, the Pajit will glibly reply that people in 12th century England also practiced open defecation. The third law, often seen used in conjunction with the second, involves the Pajit comparing your actions to his, particularly immature. This is like the grown-up version of a young child in kindergarten saying, I know you are, but what am I? Virtually nobody is impressed by this, but in the Pajit's mind, he has scored a temporary victory. This incredible power of self-delusion is a masterstroke of evolution and shows us that no matter the odds, life always finds a way. Every morning, the Pajit awakens in what he firmly believes is a superpower. In New Delhi, the historic capital of India, he opens the window to his rundown slum apartment and looks outside. Amidst the giant landfills of trash, so tall they need warning lights to prevent aircraft crashing into them, the Pajit can see his dreams of what he believes is the greatest country on earth. Anyone not gifted with the Pajit's incredible powers of self-delusion would see a shattered and destroyed landscape covered in trash. The wildlife, what there is left of it, clings on to a miserable existence. Few could look upon such wanton devastation and feel anything but incredible sadness. In his endless entitlement, insecurity, and hubris, the Pajit lays waste to everything in his path. Scenes reminiscent of even the most war-ravaged cities of the Second World War are repeated over and over again. There is seemingly no bounds to the ability of the Pajit to bring his native habitat to ruin. No other creature could be so careless, so destructive, or so callous. But the Pajit, wrapped in his thick self-delusion, can see absolutely nothing wrong with his environment. For him, this wasteland embodies everything he perceives to be quintessentially Indian, and he feels nothing but a sense of pride. To anyone else, these conditions would be almost intolerable. But with a smug arrogance, the Pajit will wade through mountains of trash and proudly tell you India is superior to your country. Although any of the human variants blessed with a larger brain could easily see that it is not. Much like a 1.4 billion strong army of orcs, from the Lord of the Rings books by the late J.R.R. Tolkien, the Pajit wages his terrible and endless war against our Mother Earth with reckless abandon.
Do you know how the orcs first came into being? They were elves once, taken by the dark powers, tortured and mutilated, a ruined and terrible form of life. Whom do you serve? Saruman!
Not content with merely destroying the land around him, the Pajit takes his brutal war on Mother Earth to the air. The once blue skies of India are often shrouded in thick smoke as the Pajit burns much of his native habitat to save himself the work of land clearing. When combined with the ever-burning mountains of trash and the countless millions of road vehicles operated by the Pajit every day, the skies above the cities of India are amongst the most polluted on Earth. Every day, while this untold carnage against nature and Mother Earth occurs, the Pajit, in his endless delusion, will simply close his door, turn on his air conditioner, and claim to anyone that will listen that India is taking over the world. His dream, albeit one born from a very small brain, is to spread this vision to every distant part of the globe. A horrible scene, played out in all its terrifying spectacle every day for months, every single year. Although this is not the end of the world, you can see it from here. In his endless rage, perhaps seeking to compensate for the small size of his reproductive organs or his utter lack of success mating with females, the Pajit strikes out at the world around him in anger. With such massive and unchecked amounts of pollution in the skies, if this is allowed to continue, will humanity have a tomorrow? Or will the sun set on our once great species due to the irresponsible habits of the Pajit? Only time will tell. When the landfills are overflowing and he cannot find any spare space to deposit his garbage, the innovative Pajit will find alternative solutions to his waste problems. Here we can see these future engineers, and some may say skilled migrants, simply emptying their trash into the local rivers. Although they worship the rivers and claim they are holy, perhaps to them the trash is equally as holy. After all, it is as much a part of India as the Pajit is himself. The relationship between the Pajit and his propensity to spread filth and squalor around himself makes his trash almost symbiotic in nature. In some cases, it is difficult to know where one finishes and the other begins. Wherever the Pajit migrates to, he will spread this trash around him like he is building a nest made of filth. As the Pajit empties his sacred trash into the rivers of his habitat, the tidal wave of refuse makes its way through the waterways and estuaries of India out into the oceans of the world. Non-biodegradable, this trash will remain in the rivers and oceans for hundreds of years, an enduring sign of India, with us long after the Pajit himself is gone. Much like the trash itself, when his time comes to an end, the Pajit's body will be thrown into the river, where it is often eaten by the many stray dogs that eke out a tortured existence in India today.
Which way are we going? Left or right?
Left or right? I think right, no?
Yeah, I think that's better on the right.
Oh, you got a row then.
Yes, sir.
Right. Because, you know, we try to get the Mayapu.
And the pig right next to it.
He was catching his pig.
And fall down and got stuck.
Oh, the pig pushed him in. Oh, look, the dog.
We're gonna miss it, Mara.
Well, the dog is eating his leg.
Should we go left?
It's a big belly.
With limited food available for the stray dogs of India in a landscape of such incredible amounts of trash and feces, a favorite meal of these hardy dogs is the corpse of the Pajit.
It looks yummy.
It's gonna be like the most gruesome film ever.
That's not common here around. All the boys want to see this movie. They like this kind of stuff. It's very popular. Alright, your only sense of enjoyment is eating sweets and...
Although the Pajit probably tastes even worse than he smells, in such a devastated wasteland, these corpses are often the only food source available for these dogs. Unable to digest the plastic trash which grows in the mountains and rivers of India, they feed on this carrion eagerly. This gruesome meal could be their last. Although it may seem cruel, the unfortunate animals who still reside in the devastated ecosystem of India live on, feeding on the discarded corpses of their tormentors. The cycle of life continues. Much like the trash, the corpses are also sometimes burned, a once practiced ritual in India known as sati. Commonly saw the Pajit's wife immolated alive with the body of her husband after his death. Although thankfully, this barbaric ritual has now been outlawed. In the modern India of today, once her husband, the Paji, dies, the female of the Indian species is free to pursue relationships, often with males from more physically prominent members of the human race. Here, in the twilight years of her life, the Indian female can perhaps find the love and sexual pleasure she was sorely lacking in her marriage with Pajit. One can only hope she finally finds happiness, something lacking in abundance in India. Although many members of the human race would be perturbed by the decrepit conditions in India, the Pajits of India have perfectly adapted to the filth of their surrounding environment. This can be seen most apparently in what passes for food in India. Many would be unable to stomach such dishes, but for the hardy Pajit, just about anything is tolerable. In this aspect, the Pajit shows his incredible resilience and adaptability, a true omnivore in every sense of the word. He's able and willing to consume almost anything to meet his daily nutritional needs. With an immune system evolved over dozens of generations spent living in this filth and squalor, here on full display, we can observe the Pajit's most admirable characteristic, and perhaps his only positive one. Food hygiene practices that would see almost any other member of the human race laid low with illness and explosive diarrhea, or even an untimely demise, are of little concern to the Pajit. In fact, he readily enjoys consuming these dishes and will often gloat on the internet about how his country, India, the superpower, has incredible food. Many people, however, may disagree with this assumption. As with all members of the human race, daily meals are an important and necessary measure for the survival of the Pajits of India. However, unlike most other species of humans, for the Pajit, cutlery, plates, or even tables are entirely optional, much like when he needs to defecate. If there is nowhere else convenient, there is plenty of room on the street outside. So incredible is the immune system of the Pajit that they are even able to subsist off the urine and feces of other animals with no need to cook them beforehand. Abhorrent to everyone else in the human race in India, these two dishes are considered a delicacy, a traditional meal for a very traditional culture. The practice of consuming urine and feces in India is a tale as old as time itself.
Country rich in culture and tradition. And although India is changing, one thing remains the same. The cow is sacred. And believe it or not, the cow is so revered here that men and women actually coat their heads and faces with cow urine. For the Hindus of northern India, the cow is not a typical farm animal. These bovine represent motherhood, and their milk sustains and nourishes them. But in this case, it's not the milk these men and women are waiting for. It's the urine. Known as a sacred gift from the cow, the urine is commonly sprinkled in the home to protect the surroundings.
We sprinkle for purify our house and keep away evils.
But this unusual practice doesn't stop there. These men actually rub cow urine into their hair. Some even splash it right on their face.
I begin my day with splashing some of it in my eyes, my head, and consuming a little. It is, you know, one of the finest things one can have.
And this extreme form of worshiping is not a passing fad. It's been around for centuries.
I have been consuming the cow urine for many, many years today.
Surprisingly, cow urine is even used by residents as a form of medical treatment. Locals believe it cures anything from liver disease to obesity and cancer.
In India, the cow is seen as holy, and it forms a vital and integral part of the Pajit's ecosystem. A crime to eat the cow itself, Pajits abhor beef. But they make wide-scale use of the products the cow produces, especially its feces. More than just a quick meal, consuming the dung of the Indian cow is also a form of worship for the Pajit. To him, there is no higher honor than receiving this blessing from a creature of such divinity. The vast majority of people would recoil in horror at the thought of consuming any type of feces. But for the Pajit, this is a daily practice. Much like the cow itself, the dung of the creature forms an indispensable part of the Pajit's ecosystem, and without it, it is unlikely that he would survive. Not just a source of food, the cow's dung carries a much greater significance in India. Found in great abundance, India's rich and seemingly inexhaustible supplies of cow dung play an important part of the Pajit's everyday life. Almost as important as oxygen or water, the Pajit needs access to this material to exist in even the most basic fashion.
We Indians believe that 33 types of gods that are in the cow's body. This is a goddess of wealth, that is Lakshmi. She is staying here at the place where cow dung comes out. So in a way, there is wealth in the utilization of cow dung.
And utilize it they do. Every day, over 6,000 pounds of the stuff comes out of these cows, from which the clinic makes health and beauty products.
This is a cow dung. It all gives a very soothing effect on the skin.
These sacred stools are used to produce cosmetic must-haves, like cow dung soap.
We had been receiving phone calls from beauty parlors from Canada and from many places.
And the poop pièce de résistance a product to test the faith of the most devoted bovine devotee, cow dung tooth powder.
This tooth powder want to be very effective and completely protect from pyria.
So, if gum disease is your problem, a scoop of poop might be the solution.
Much of India's vast wealth can be found in its seemingly limitless supply of readily available feces. In a landscape as polluted and devastated by the ravages of the Pajit's proclivity to consume and destroy all around it, the dung of the Indian cow is the adhesive that holds it all together. Without this plentiful bounty, India itself would cease to function. With all these things, there is one overriding principle. Nature is our greatest ally and our biggest inspiration. We just have to do what nature has always done. It worked out the secret of life long ago. In this world, a species can only thrive when everything else around it thrives too. For the Pajits of India to thrive, the cow must also thrive. The dung is their most sacred and valuable resource. The country of India, known as Bharat, land of the Pajit, home of the cow dung. Whoever controls the cows controls the dung. Whoever controls the dung controls India. Not just a food source. The dung serves as fuel, a building material, a toothpaste and a soap. Their fates forever entwined with feces in a symbiotic fashion. To the Pajits of India, cow dung represents very life itself. Much like a dung beetle, the Pajit jealously hoards its stocks of feces. With this supply, they can endure any hardship. They want not for food, energy, or even shelter. In India, everything is dung, and dung is everything. There has probably never been a more poignant love affair in all of nature's history than that between the Pajit and his dung. India is resplendent in its natural beauty. The sights, the smells and sounds are a sight to behold, a true triumph of life in all of its majesty. Houses made of sticks and animal feces in all their simplicity, an enduring testament to the necessary relationship between a Pajit and his dung. Perfectly sustainable and radically advanced. With this technology, India will travel to the stars. Perhaps even more prominent than the giant mounds of trash that scar the landscape, fecal matter is the greatest symbol of India. At the end of the day, feces represents all the finest qualities of the Pajits. It is their most defining characteristic and the one they are most well known for. Never more relaxed than he is when covered in feces. This is the Pajit in his natural environment. Away from the endless trash and smog of the cities, Here in his tub of feces, the Pajit wallows like a hippopotamus in the wilds of Africa. This is his element. From this tub, immersed in what he holds most dear in the world, cow dung, he is able to finally relax. No more is he worried about his low IQ or the depressing size of his woefully small reproductive organs. From this vantage point, he can see the entire world laid bare before him. For the first time in a while, he allows his mind to drift to thoughts of becoming the CEO of an information technology company like Microsoft or Google, or perhaps even the Prime Minister of Britain. It is in tubs of feces such as these, the male of the Pajit species will spend the most important parts of his life. A social venue and a forum for him to voice his ideas. From here, he can decide which Western country he wants to move to spread his unique form of filth and stench to the greater world. Even though he is often told otherwise, he believes his way of life would be a benefit to other countries, but not to India, for there is nothing else for him to do here. In his mind, India is already a superpower, and he must migrate elsewhere if he is to find a willing mate and spread his genes. With his impulsive need to procreate with a woman, willing or otherwise, the Pajit often decides to leave his homeland of India and travel to other parts of the world. Although he considers India the greatest country to ever exist, the Pajit invariably moves to a Western country. Why Pajits migrate in this manner is a mystery of nature. Unable to stand out from the crowd by staring creepily, the Pajit was unable to attract the attention of females from other human species who visited his homeland. Females who visit India in such a manner often fear being raped. Rape is the primary method the male of the Pajit species uses to secure a partner. Once he decides to begin the long journey outside of his native homeland, after being rejected by all 700 million women in India, the Pajit sets his mind to attempting to attract a mate. Unimpressed by his crude courtship ritual, the female quickly flees. Never one to take no for an answer, the Pajit sets forth on his long migration to find a mate. Many Pajits fail in this task, but with his powerful sense of delusion, he believes he will be successful.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
From India.
Okay.
Let's hang out.
What?
Let's hang out.
Why?
Because I'm from India.
Because you're from India, we should hang out?
Yeah, I'm wearing women's clothing.
Okay.
You want to hang out? At $90, we could go somewhere else and eat instead of Chick-fil-A.
No.
Go to a restaurant.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
As the Pajit fails to secure a mate once again, he moves on to greener pastures.
It's in the sunset.
Something.
Ha ha ho, ha. Where are we going? Ha 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 ha. Oh, no. I'm scared. I'm dressed. Hi. Next tomorrow.
One.
What the fuck? Time to go home. Bye bye. No. It's okay. It's all over there.
Basin?
Huh?
Basin?
Yeah. My house is there. No.
Home
over there. Okay. Bye.
Again and again, these scenes play out in brutal fashion across the known world. But the Pajit has developed an almost trademark breeding strategy. He does not require the female to be willing, merely alone and vulnerable.
Listen, come with me.
Please don't hold my arm or whatever.
I'm alone. No.
No. I have to take the MRT.
I have to take MRT. I'm not alone.
Please help me.
So, very close, but foiled by the presence of a more masculine male from the Asian variety of human, the Pajit once again failed to achieve copulation, but he never stops trying. In search of vulnerable females, he migrates to America. Here, he may find more success.
Who the fuck are you? Get off my car!
Wait. Mom?
Yes?
Get out of here!
Please, help me
out! Do you want me to beat you up?
There's a place, bugs! Please!
There's a what? Do you want me to... Hey! Get the fuck away from my fucking house! Get the fuck out! Mom! He's on your car! Get off my mom's car!
Please!
Get off!
Met with failure once again, he never gives up. The Pajit must rape at any cost.
He says, I'm sorry for everything, and we talk as friends, and everything's okay. All of a sudden today, I'm getting emails like, where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? He was looking for me for 2 days and like calling different places, trying to find out where I was. He looking in parking lots for my car.
Okay.
Think places where he thinks I'd be. And he finds my car, and I guess today is when he put a GPS tracker on my car.
He claims he put a GPS on.
That's what he told me. He said it's on the left side tires. I don't know which tire it's under, but he said it's like a magnetic device that's stuck under my car.
You have just seen the introduction of a disturbing case of stalking. A girl whose identity is protected called the police, as she has been the victim of a sick game by a stalker for some time. She reached her breaking point when the suspect told her he was tracking her using GPS, and that's where our case begins. While one officer was having a conversation with her, another was very successful in promptly locating the suspect and began questioning him about the situation.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Good.
My name is Officer Winner with the Johnson City Police Department. I don't know what's going on today.
I just wanted to see where she was and
What's your relation together?
We hang out for 2 years.
You guys are like friends.
Yeah, kind of like friends.
Okay.
Not girlfriend, but so that's what I need. And I said I would never contact you again. I destroyed the device. Please, this one time, let me go because I'm a student. So this is the one time.
All right. At this time, you're under arrest for unlawful surveillance. Okay.
When will I get out?
All right, Ramesh, we're going to step back to the front of my car, okay? Because now you're in handcuffs and you're under arrest, I'm going to search you.
Foiled once again by the variant of human known as the police, his mating strategy is not without risk. But the Pajit's attempts to find a partner are not always so unsuccessful. Sometimes the Pajit can find more success in groups. in a breeding method often employed in nature by the Malar duck, colloquially termed gang rape, the Pajits of India often find more success. In a recent example of this amazing natural phenomenon, a group of seven Pajits managed to overpower the husband of a female tourist before forcibly breeding with his partner.
Nos ha pasado algo que no deseamos a nadie.
Nos han asaltado en la tienda, nos han golpeado, nos han puesto el cuchillo en el cuello que me iban a matar. Fred y a Fernanda la viola. Siete tíos. Hijos de puta.
Pues bueno, ya os contaremos más. Vamos a ver qué tal. Estamos con la policía.
Hemos ido al hospital. Allí.
Aquí en India.
Hemos dormido en un hospital allí, nos han dejado dormir allí. Hemos metido la moto dentro del hospital y ahora nos han traído a unos 60, 70 kilómetros a otra ciudad, a un hospital para hacer las pruebas del ADN.
Because that's how they do in the India, that's a thing. It's what they have to deal with. Indian men gang rape. It's sad and it's savage and... Because Indian men are not strong enough to rape by themselves. It's physiology or sociology. It's fucking science. You get your GED and come debate me, but it's true. Indian men don't have the upper body strength to pin and submit. Did you ever see a Indian dude in the UFC? No. You never will. Unless he's a ring girl. That's why they created their god Vishnu with so many arms to represent what it would take for even their god to be able to take a lady down alone.
The Pajit is ever innovative in methods he will use to spread his ever-increasing numbers across the globe. Falling short in attractiveness or the size of his reproductive organs, the Pajit has developed many ruses to isolate vulnerable females to rape. We can see this breeding strategy employed again and again in nature. Using an exploit known as the student visa, the Pajit travels to distant lands. In a cunning ruse, he masquerades as an Uber driver to isolate women alone in his rental car. There he is free to exercise his unique breeding strategy without interruption. Unfortunately, not all of his chosen mates survive this harsh style of breeding. And if things go wrong, the Pajit can quickly return to India in an attempt to escape consequences. Few variants of humans are able to survive the squalid conditions of his native habitat in India. And even fewer would choose to willingly pursue the Pajit into his sacred dung heaps to detain him for what some may call a terrible crime. Although others of the human species often look down on the mating strategy used by the Pajits of India, the Pajits themselves see nothing wrong with this. However, this is not the only mating strategy the Pajit employs to find a partner. In a stunning example of adaptability, the Pajit is one of the few known creatures on Earth today that engages in cross-species breeding. Here we can observe a Pajit in the wild, clumsily trying to copulate with one of his holy bovines. Perhaps due to the small size of his reproductive organs, the cow doesn't seem to notice it is being raped. These attempts at cross-species breeding by the Pajit in his homeland of India have been documented many times for posterity. These archives serve as a valuable resource for all who seek to understand the Pajit and his behaviors.
ये देख सकते हैं, ये भाई साहब जो है इसी में मजा कर रहा है, देखिए। हाँ देखिए, ऐसे ऐसे लोग, छुछुंदर लोग जो है रास्ते में मिलते रहते हैं। थोड़ा सा धीरे भी स्पीड में जा सकते थे लेकिन नहीं। ये देख सकते हैं, ये भाई साहब लोग जो है इसी में मजा कर रहे हैं, में मिलते रहते हैं।
A case which has been reported in Gargar in Maharashtra, a man was arrested by police for allegedly raping a stray female dog and forcing her to have an oral sex with him. Identified as 20-year-old Munmun Kumar, the accused was employed at a food outlet at the time of the arrest on Wednesday. Kumar was produced before court on Thursday and remanded in police custody till August 26. It was brought to attention of an animal rights activist by a group of students who were visiting friends in Kargar Sector 4 area. Upon witnessing the accused penetrating the stray dog and forcing it to have oral sex with him, the student recorded a video and uploaded the same on the internet.
It is unknown why the Pajits of India engage in this practice. Many other species of human would find it most bewildering. This method of breeding, although rape, would not be able to produce any offspring for the Pajit. Seemingly, the Pajit's instinct to rape defies any type of common sense.
In a shocking incident that took place in Kolkata, a person named Kamlesh raped a female stray dog in his house in Lake Town. He got caught red-handed by locals during the act. Kamlesh, resident of Lake Town, did this heinous act after kidnapping female stray dog when his wife and children were not in town. Lake Town police station Sumoto lodged FIR against him and he was arrested further. News Desk.
With such an abundance of stray dogs prevalent in India, the Pajit has no problems obtaining a mate when he looks outside of his own species. Perhaps scorned by human females and unable to breed otherwise, the Pajit's solution to his dilemma is to find the nearest lone animal. In this aspect, he displays his cunning nature. Able to take down defenseless creatures on his own, he does not need to share the spoils of his rape with a gang of other Pajits. Stray dogs are one of the Pajit's favorite animals to crossbreed with, but he does not just limit his rapeful jaunts to dogs alone, known to also mate with cows, lizards, and even chickens. The Pajit is just as omnivorous in his lovemaking as he is with his dietary habits. Nature is a cruel mistress, and the Pajit may seem callous in his attempts to breed. However, in the bigger scheme of life, the stray dog eventually gets the last laugh. The Pajit is often mocked by other races of human for these crossbreeding habits, and some may say rightfully so. But with his thick and rugged shield of cope and delusion, the Pajit is unable to ever acknowledge any wrongdoing on his own part. In his mind, any action he carries out can merely be explained away by referencing past grievances for the imagined wrongs he claims others have perpetuated against him. In one of the most spectacular displays of Pooh's third law ever witnessed in nature, the Pajits of the Indian Cyber Defender Telegram channel, perhaps the most delusional Pajits of all, posted furiously from their slum computers on the website formerly known as Twitter, spamming a handle that asked, "What is wrong with India?" with pictures and news stories of people from other races of humanity engaging in similar practices to those of the Pajit himself. They believe by doing this, it absolves them of any responsibility for their actions. However, objectively, it does not. Anyone with an IQ over 80 would realize this simple fact. But the Pajit, forever stubborn, merely coats himself in dung to ward off all criticism. The Pajit's proclivity for cross-species breeding is not without danger. Perhaps the weakest of any race of human, the Pajit is not the top of the food chain in his native homeland of India. Many other animals are significantly stronger and more intelligent. Every time the Pajit attempts to copulate with one of these animals, he places himself at great risk. Roaming bands of monkeys, leopards, tigers, and the mighty Indian elephant all work in concert to defend themselves from the sexual predation of the Pajit. Monkeys, their territory often much cleaner than that of the Pajit himself, work together to drive away Pajits attempting to copulate with them. Even bears, long farmed for their delicious feces in India, often wander into towns to attack the Pajits in the midst of their hive. Leopards, ever opportunistic, stalk the hallways of schools looking for young Pajit children to cull from the pack before they become old enough to breed. Severely outmatched, even in groups, the Pajits cannot offer any contest to the mighty leopards of India. The Indian elephant, majestic in all its glory, can smell a Pajit from miles away. The powerful Indian tiger, never one to be raped, makes easy work defending itself from the Pajit. After toying with him, it takes him away to consume his corpse in a similar manner to the stray dogs of India. However, of all the myriad of creatures in India, there is one that towers above all others. A super predator that knows no peer. When faced with such incredible power, the most the Pajit can do is cower in awe before his imminent death. The train. The mighty war cry of this creature strikes terror into the heart of every Pajit. His senses dulled from years coping in delusion. The Pajit has no way to detect this monster coming.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
when the Pajit ventures out for his thrice daily journey to his ritual defecation grounds, he is at constant risk of being attacked by trains. Silent and deadly, they can strike at any time. With his limited IQ, he is unable to draw a mental association between trains and their tracks. So he has no idea where a train might appear. From the second he leaves his slum dwelling, his life is in constant danger. Some Pajits attempt to fight the train and drive it away from their sacred dung stockpiles, but they are no match against such an unstoppable force of nature. With no visual cues, no warning signs, no idea where or when a train will appear, and no ability to detect the train coming, the Pajit is easy prey for this majestic predator. Again and again, the train silently stalks the forests and jungles of India, taking down its prey. Virtually invisible in the dense jungle, the Pajit has no way to dodge the lightning-fast attacks of this master predator. Like an eagle, it focuses on the Pajit from high above, swooping to snatch him away for an easy meal. Unstoppable, undetectable, and almost invisible to the naked eye, the mighty train stalks across India, leaving a trail of carnage and confusion in its wake. Pajits gather on cold nights around the fires of their trash heaps and tell their offspring stories of this mythical beast, the train, the stuff of nightmares. But even in their wildest tales, they cannot adequately describe the beast. No living Pajit has ever seen a train in the flesh. By the time the Pajit realizes the train is coming for him, he is already dead. Such a ruthless and efficient predator of the Pajit. In greater numbers, the train could single-handedly bring the population of Pajits down to a more tolerable level overnight. Sadly, these solitary creatures rarely find time to mate with a partner. They must feed constantly to meet their caloric requirements. They hunt the Pajit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, leaving a trail of death and gore in the wake of their endless hate and bloodlust. Having secured its kill, the train carries the now dead Pajit back to its nest high in the trees of the surrounding jungle. There it will feed on the Pajit's corpse, much like a stray dog. Completely and utterly emasculated before such inexorable and devastating power, and often unable to breed with any human female, the Pajits of India adapt to their harsh surroundings. When hunted day and night by the train and rejected by all manner of females across most species, the Pajit is capable of becoming a female himself. In a startling transformation, the male of the Pajit species is able to change its gender at will. In a manner more colloquially termed truning out, the Pajit leaves his pupal state and spreads the wings of his neo-vagina in flight from his heterosexuality. In India, this pivotal moment in the life of every Pajit is known as becoming a hijra. In another stellar example of Pooh's second law observed in the wilds of India, the Pajit will masquerade online, pretending to be a different species of human from another country. There he will insist that this practice is only seen in the western parts of the globe and does not occur in India. Although he believes this concealment of his ability to change gender at will is a cunning ploy, using methods such as VPNs and meme flags to spread misinformation amongst other species of human about his true gender. In many cases, he is easily caught during these desperate acts of cope. Although he claims the West invented this transsexual gender swapping ability, and that it is only ever observed in the West, anyone with an internet connection can easily confirm the falsehood of these statements. The Hijra, who some may say will never be a real woman, have existed in great numbers in India since the early 13th century. Today in India, there are more Hijra than the entire population of most countries on Earth. India is incredibly gay. The secret of their large and ever-increasing numbers, the Pajits are able to breed amongst themselves to birth offspring. This covert and often denied method is how the Pajits of India are able to reproduce. A masterstroke of evolution and a symbol of the true genius of nature, in this method of homosexual reproduction, the Pajit is able to carry on the legacy of his species. Often seen in nature, displaying the traditional courtship dance of his kind, the Pajit spreads his plumage and struts around like some feces-covered peacock to attract prospective breeding males for copulation. Afterwards, he discards the trash of his Tim Hortons coffee cup on the ground. Then he retires to his slum dwelling to consummate his relationship. If he cannot secure another male to mate with, the Pajit is able to produce offspring with his own grandfather. After venturing outside to lay his now fertilized eggs onto his nearby defecation streets, they quickly hatch, where they are formed by any Indian females into their new son, Pajit. The cycle of life continues. A true miracle of nature, the Pajit's reproduction resplendent in all its glory. His legacy secured. The newborn Pajit quickly grows, spreading trash and feces around himself at an exponentially increasing rate. Once fully grown, he has developed all the skills he needs to thrive in adulthood. With an IQ too low to produce anything of value and physically incapable of doing any type of hard labor due to his small and rather unimpressive stature, the Pajits of India have evolved a fascinating method of securing the income required to sustain and perpetuate their existence. Born with an incredible sense of delusion, the Pajit employs this ability to its fullest in his life's work, the scam.
Steve, I'm going to go ahead and I'll do this for you, and you don't have to send me the picture of your agreement until afterwards. If that makes you feel more comfortable, you can send me the picture whenever you want. You know, maybe whenever it's more convenient for you. If after we do this, okay?
Hey, you bitch! Hey, you bitch!
Hey!
Do you listen to me?
Hey, I'm going to take $100. I'm taking $100 away from you. I told you not to use that language around me. Okay?
Do not redeem! Do not redeem the card!
What?
Do not redeem the cards!
Yes, I'm redeeming the card! I'm redeeming the cards!
No!
Okay?
No!
From large scam call centers in New Delhi and Mumbai, the Pajit practices his craft. Preying on vulnerable grandmothers from other races of human, the Pajit is able to use his impressive lying and coping abilities to steal vast amounts of money from his unsuspecting victims. Constantly trying to scam everyone else on Earth every single day, the scamming Pajits of India have a singular goal in mind. They use the money from their scams to obtain fake university degrees. Armed with these degrees, they use their powerful sense of delusion to con unsuspecting people from other races of human into granting them their most prized possession, the student visa. After obtaining their coveted student visa, the Pajits of India migrate in large numbers to spread their way of life across the known world. Once established in significant enough numbers, they begin terraforming the lands around them to one much more favorable to their own sensibilities. The dream of every Pajit is to spread his seed over the entire face of the earth and turn everything as far as the eye can see into India. Without sufficient numbers of their main predator, the train, to keep their numbers in check, the Pajits are turning this dream into a reality before our very eyes. Even now, countries such as Canada have been almost entirely consumed by the migrating herds of Pajits. With their low IQs and no actual university education, these so-called skilled migrants are incredibly unskilled indeed. Every day, with bewilderment and a rightful sense of amusement, the rest of the many races that make up humanity today laugh until they cry at the attempts of the Pajit to convince others he is a skilled engineer. Seemingly unable to invent cutlery and still yet to discover toilets, a technology widely employed by literally everyone else. The Pajits' claims of being skilled engineers are perhaps even more ridiculous than the attempts of his Pajit Hijra brethren to convince others they are real women. Virtually nobody on Earth believes either of these claims, for they are blatantly false, as anyone with eyes can clearly see. Perhaps not content to just pretend to be mere skilled engineers, displaying the full extent of his delusions and inferiority complex, the Pajit also enjoys pretending to be a skilled doctor. Absolutely terrible at being doctors, and with virtually no understanding of medicine whatsoever, in this disguise, we see the Pajit in one of the few situations he is able to pose a threat to anyone else. Staunchly believing that urine and feces have magical healing powers, like the famed Senzu Bean from the anime series Dragon Ball Z, the Pajit is probably incapable of actually providing medical care. In his homeland of India, he uses the services of the many stray dogs to cover the tracks of his lethal medical malpractice. However, in other countries, particularly the West, he does not have freely available access to dogs for easy corpse disposal. Without dogs, in cases of accidental medical death, the make-believe Pajit doctor may be left with no other option but to rape the corpse of his former patient, giving it a traditional Indian send-off. We are facing nothing less than the collapse of the living world. The very thing that gave birth to our civilization, the thing we rely upon for every element of the lives we lead. No one wants this to happen. None of us can afford for it to happen. So, what do we do? It's quite straightforward. It's been staring us in the face all along. To restore stability to our planet, we must restore its biodiversity. The very thing that we've removed. It's the only way out of this crisis that we have created. We must rewild the world. Rewilding the world is simpler than you might think. And the changes we have to make will only benefit ourselves and the generations that follow. A century from now, our planet could be a wild place again. And with that, dear viewers, this presentation comes to a close. Thank you for watching.